attitude. Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Okay, I know I'm done. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone.
I wanted to do the da 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 da. I wanted to do that.
Da 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 da.
Da. Da. Hey Jude. Da 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 da. Never mind.
Guys, I promise I sing well. I swear I can sing better than this. No. Anyways.
Okay, I really don't. So I am fine with that.
Yeah, I was embodying like Tanvi's singing abilities right now. Okay.
Tanvi.
Yeah, it's Tanvi's fault. It's Tanvi's fault.
That's a good backup, yes.
Everything is Tanvi's
exactly.
fault.
Exactly. If something happened to you, if you got a splinter, whatever, Tanvi's fault. Okay. Anyways. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. My name's Sunidhi.
That was way too enthusiastic for how this podcast is. Those are false expectations, my dear. Anyways, this is Tanvi.
And this is Anika.
And today, we're going to be talking about nature versus nurture. Given that I have the least nuanced opinions about this topic, I decided to make life much easier for myself and just spew information and let the other two handle the whole entertainment aspect.
Info dump.
Of actually having interesting takes on it. So if this is a bad episode, you can blame them.
That's a good cover.
See, no, thank but you, thank we you. Had decided in the previous episodes that anything goes wrong, we blame it on Tanvi. So it's a full circle, you know, you blame us, but then because you're blaming us, we're going to blame Tanvi for it.
Of course.
So,
exactly. If you get a splinter, if like, you know, you stub your toe, anything, just say, fuck Tanvi. This is Tanvi's fault. We'll understand, don't worry.
And I will accept that graciously because I do the same thing in my life as well. I just blame myself for everything. So it works out perfectly.
Oh no.
Nervous laughing.
You're like, yikes. Anyways, so interestingly enough, the nature versus nurture debate has been around for a very, very long time. Can anybody guess which civilization initiated this conversation?
Rome.
Greek. They do everything. Okay.
Didn't Rome like have like Colosseum and shit? I don't know.
Incorrect. It was actually medieval France.
Ooh. Damn!
Yeah, so they actually started this debate, although it became popularized in Victorian England. Only thing that the British have ever taken from the French.
Oh no.
Oh no.
You're like, oh damn.
I'm in danger. This is a podcast right now.
Okay, so I'll give a short... So I'm pretty sure everybody knows the nature versus nurture debate. It's one of the most popular debates about human behavior and about evolution in a weird way. But I'll just describe both the terms very briefly. So the use of the terms nature and nurture as convenient catchphrases for the roles of heredity and environment in human development can be traced back to 13th century France. In simple terms, basically what that means is some scientists believe that people behave as they do according to genetic predispositions or even animal instincts, which is known as the nature theory of human behavior. While other believe that...
Mm-hmm. This is a Tanvi's plane time. Continue.
Of course. While other people believe... that people think and behave in certain ways because they are taught to do so or because of their nurture and the way they are nurtured. The use of the terms nature and nurture as convenient catchphrases for the roles of heredity and environment in human development can be traced back to 13th century France. In the simplest of terms, basically what that means is some scientists believe that people behave the way they do because of their quote-unquote animal instincts and because it's innately, it's an intrinsic property of them as people. While others believe that people behave certain in certain ways because that's how they are taught to behave, or that's, it's reactionary more than intrinsic and innate, if that makes sense. So those are the two arguments that people can make. One of the first times, actually, where somebody truly, truly made an argument about why human nature is, why the way we behave is in nature but rather nurture, was in an ancient civilization. Can either one of you guess what civilization it was?
I don't know history.
Greek.
Just make a guess.
Greek. The Greeks did everything.
I don't know. The Mayans, I don't
Egyptian.
Know.
Egyptian. Indian.
Okay, Handa, you're gonna have to stick to one guess.
Humans. Okay, I don't
Yeah, that's know. A good answer. Humans.
No
okay. It was actually the Chinese civilization.
We were very off. We were very off.
Very, very wrong. So there's this dude called Chen Sheng who started an uprising in 209 BC, China, where he basically raised the question of how can kings, noblemen, generals, and ministers be genetically determined? So he was really one of the first people who was like, fuck monarchy. We need to have like elected officials instead. And he started an uprising against the Wu Wang dynasty.
Forgive the
Hopefully I'm pronouncing that. Yeah, please forgive the pronunciation. To call for a revolution, essentially. And though Chen was obviously, you know, in the negative to this question, the phrase has often been cited as an early quest to the nature versus nurture problem.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So where do you guys stand on nature versus nurture?
I think it's both. I've always thought it was both. I feel like it has to be in you.
Okay.
But nurture takes it out of you. That's how I've always seen it.
Yeah. So I think, I don't remember where I heard this, but I heard someone say something like, your nature is the gun while the trigger is kind of nurture. So
exactly,
it's
yeah.
both. You can't really have one without the other.
Because there are people yeah. like who've been like relentlessly bullied and who go their entire life just like, you know, making fun of like, oh, I got bullied and stuff like that. That's just an example. But then there are people who got like not even as severely bullied and they turn out to be like, you know, shooters and stuff like that. So
school shooters.
Yeah, exactly. So it really varies. But that with that being said, you can't really use it as an excuse either. So there are people who'll be like, mm-hmm. oh, like, I got bullied and that's why I did this. There are people who'll be like, oh, even I got bullied and I didn't do that. You can't do that as well. So it's both sides. You get a bit of a problem.
Okay, let me phrase it this way. Gun to your head,
mm-hmm.
right? If you had to pick whether you think that people behave the way they do because of their nature or because of the way they were nurtured, which would you pick? You have to pick only one. You can't say both.
Okay, fine. If I had to pick nature.
If I had okay, to, I'd Anna? Say nurture. Nurture.
Yeah. I can see both sides of the argument.
Okay, so.
Yeah, same. I just lean more towards nurture.
Okay, so for the audience listening, all three of us are elder siblings. Like, we each have a younger sibling. And
who we want to kill. No, we don't. It's okay. I swear.
I've come to a common ground with my brother, so.
And I mean, I can only really speak for myself when I say that my sister and I are pretty much polar opposites. We have very little, if anything at all, in common.
Annika's like, really? And, huh, let me tell you something.
And that's in spite of the fact that for the most part we went to the same school. We obviously, like, she's my full sibling, so we have the same parents
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And still we're complete opposites. So, Yeah, that's interesting that Sunidhi would say that it's complete that, you know, if she were forced to choose, she would say nature and Handa would say nurture.
The reason why I say nature, right, is because it's kind of like this. It's about how those things that can nurture you affect you. You can, I guess, argue that. I've kind of hint more to that side because it's like, again, going back to like the bullying and shooter example, right? If you're being bullied, some people have the tolerance to cope with any level of bullying, right? And others, mm-hmm. they just have no tolerance whatsoever for even the slightest bit of bullying. And they become...
But here's the thing.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So Nidhi, see, but my counter to that... Okay, counter
I would argue that
be that in wow we will just keep talking over each other.
Good
Should
God.
Just,
okay,
like,
fine.
Go?
Go ahead. Yeah, I think we're trying to say the same thing. So go ahead.
Yeah,
I think so too. I think for most cases though, if you look at it, most cases do have a motive. It's
You're
not
right,
like
yeah.
every other crime that happens is just like, oh, look, you know, I was a happy child, but I just like killing people, lol. Oh, you know, it's not always like that. More of the cases that I've read about have had some sort of motive or some sort of, like, events in the past that link their crime to what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but,
also...
Yeah, I mean, I would lean more towards nurture.
What I was going to say was that in a lot of cases, right, especially when it's extreme, extreme bullying, people who inflict... said, you know, torture upon other people have some semblance of a mental disorder.
Right, yeah. But again,
right.
I think
so
most people have a mental
that,
disorder of some sort.
Oh, that's that is a controversial take, my dear.
I definitely don't think so. The reason why I say this, I can back it up with like fact, and that is the DSM-5 has so many illnesses within it. There is no way you can open it, no matter what age you are, no matter who you are, what background you have, doesn't matter. You open it, you will have at least, I would say, 3 illnesses. It's got so many. There's no way that you can't have something. It's just a fact. That's
Let's
the beauty
check
of psychology.
This at the end of the episode.
Sure.
Keep listening to find out what mental illnesses we have.
We have.
Oh my God.
Good God. Oh. Again, once again, we have a very upbeat and positive podcast for you guys where we talk about
always,
what mental
always.
Illnesses all of us have. Yeah.
Again, feel free to send us money for therapy. We will happily accept it.
It's most of us.
How you can
about
send
Sunday.
Us this money, we don't know.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know yet.
You could just DM us on Instagram and we will give you our bank details.
What is that? What is that app? Cash app?
Dude is water wet.
Cash app.
At IG
yeah,
handle
at
is
water
at is dude is water wet. Yeah. God, that made me feel like such a.
We are influencers.
Shameless plug time.
Shameless.
Yes,
oh
influencers. We have 25 followers, y'all.
I thought we had like 5. I thought it was just like the 3 of us and Zeba and us other.
Zeba's are the friend of Anika's who's doing the artwork, just by the way.
I have 4 accounts, so at no point would you have less than like 7 followers, you know?
Oh my God, you just outed it. You're just like,
I also
oh yeah.
I forced my parents to follow me.
Yeah, I saw the notifications. I was like, oh, now they're gonna know.
Okay. So there have been, I'm not even going to attempt at a segue there. I'm just going to jump.
Don't
right
even
in.
Worry. Yeah.
So there has actually been a significant amount of evidence from behavioral genetic research that suggests that family environmental factors may have an effect upon childhood IQ, accounting for up to a quarter of the variance.
Oh, so if you have a dysfunctional, like... parent, like your parents have a dysfunctional relationship, you're stupid.
Or you have like an unstable household growing up, then that can affect your IQ. But your childhood IQ, as you grow up, it all sort of evens
if you're
out.
Stupid, blame your parents.
always. Oh, see,
no,
that's the thing.
Negatively or positively?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's a variance, right? It could be in the positive or in the negative. But up to a quarter of your IQ
depends... See, I'm just thinking
depends...
about, like, my friends and, like, some of their relationship with their parents. And I'm just thinking, like, most of my friends, they make bad, dumb decisions, but they're smart people. And from what I'm hearing, different relationships, I don't know. I feel like if you have a good relationship with at least one of your parents, you'll come out fine, in my opinion. If you have a good relationship, doesn't mean like,
see, average. I know people who have like fantastic relationships with their parents for the most part.
Plural, so as in like both of them.
Questionable. Yeah, both of them. And are pretty shitty people. Mm-hmm. Even still are pretty shitty people and like make very questionable decisions. And I know people who don't really have great relationships with either one of their parents. And obviously that comes with its own emotional baggage. But they make sound decisions and are still very intelligent individuals.
I think so, that would just be that they're more cautious and they like can probably take in their surroundings better, especially for someone who say has like an abusive past or whatever, would probably be more cautious around people, would be more aware of their surroundings than someone who's just like been coddled forever.
Yeah,
just,
that's a fair
point. Yeah, and here's, okay.
Please don't hit your children. Thank you.
Yes, please no. If you hear, domestic abuse is not good.
Yeah, just don't hit your children. Yeah. Thank you.
Don't hit people in general. Violence is never a good thing in any way.
Also, please try not to emotionally traumatize your kids. It doesn't end up well. They end up having commitment issues. Let's not do that, please.
All sorts of issues.
And that said, we are not parents, so...
Yeah, that said, we are not parents, right?
No, no, I have like... Speak for yourself. I have 7 children. Excuse me.
Let's just clarify. It sounds like we're projecting, but we're not. Let's just clarify.
Yeah, we're not.
Very good method acting, really.
Okay, so the American Psychological Association's report, titled Intelligence, Knowns and Unknowns, states that there is no doubt that normal child development requires a certain minimum level of responsible care. Here,
you're gonna have to repeat
environment
that. None of that
is
registered in my head.
Yeah, okay, none of that registered in my head. It just went.
I don't know why that just happened. I was fine until now.
Basic sentence to get in my head, yeah.
Okay, basically, what the American Psychological Association's report said was that you, as a child, need a certain amount of care from your parents. Right?
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
For a normal functioning child. Beyond that, however, the role of your family experience doesn't have any real effect on your IQ.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so long as you're getting like a...
The bare minimum.
Certain minimum amount of attention and you're not like completely neglected as a child, so long as you're having your basic needs met, you can't really blame your parents in terms of how they brought you up for your lack of IQ. Again, IQ isn't really the same thing as intelligence. There are a lot of flaws with
Using it as a measure right now.
Yeah, we're just using it as like a vague
measuring
tool.
It's a decent measure, yeah.
Yeah. On the other hand, by late adolescence, this correlation disappears such that adoptive siblings no longer have similar IQ scores, which is pretty interesting. So if you're not genetically related to your siblings,
mm-hmm.
by the time you like, you know, turn 17, 18, 19, your IQ no longer has any correlation, which means that in the long term, nurture doesn't play a role in how... well you do academically.
Maybe it's just my brain. I'm slow. But like, for example, like my brother and I, right? My parents have like raised my brother and I fairly evenly, right? It's just like, depending on, we're slightly different, but not super.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Our age gap isn't much.
Yeah.
So basically saying like, right now I'm 18, right? Gonna be 19. But right now, this is like, this point onwards, I'm going to be like, they're not raising me anymore, technically, right? Like, I'm my own person. So my intelligence right now is like the way it is because of who I am. But right now, my brothers can change depending.
What
I would like add is like, nurture significantly is not like, parents for kids surely are like the only point of contact or whatever, but as we grow older, even if you come into like KG or like first grade, we have a whole social circle. Like, we have our friends, yeah, we exactly. have our bullies, we have, yeah. like, others. So I think even that would have a big influence, not just, social you know, media. The parenting part of it.
No, I think what they're talking about basically is that so long as you've had a decently regular, normal childhood where you didn't experience major abuse, you weren't severely bullied, none of that, mm-hmm. right? But and you don't have any major mental disorders either. So you're not somebody who needs special care, because that's a different study entirely. But so long as you're, by all regular metrics, you lie in the normal range, you don't... So two adoptive siblings in a similar situation, in a decently healthy household, who haven't really experienced any major traumas in life, will not have any correlation in their IQs.
Okay.
Which okay. then tends to show yeah. yeah, that your IQ is more heavily dependent upon your genetics or your nature than your nurture.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, you know, given that you guys did go, if you guys did go to a similar schooling system and all that, one of you is not going to have a drastically, like, there's not going to be any correlation between IQs just because of the way
and also up. Said, like, IQ is not a decent measure of, like, who's
of course it's not, but it's, criminal. It's yeah. the most widely accepted measure of a certain kind of intelligence. So
of
that
intelligence,
is,
yes, but then, you know, not all criminals are intelligent. I'm sorry,
but we're
Mr.
not talking
criminal.
About crime
to offend
here.
You
nobody's talking about criminals, Anna.
Oh, but I am thinking of it in the criminal sense, because that's where most of the
yeah,
debate
the
goes,
conversation
right?
does mostly come in like a criminal sense.
Yeah,
I
was
going
to bring up like some
terminology
from. But then I was like in different
however
area.
In this context, again, we're not talking about criminals, we're talking about people who haven't suffered through any major trauma, who don't, like, your average person.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we're talking
okay.
about your average. This is a study conducted on people.
How do
who
you
are
know
for
your average person isn't a criminal?
The criminal. Down, okay, down, I knew down. You were going to say that. Okay, listen. This is about people who are very inconspicuous, very unremarkable, just your average schmo on the street.
Oh, so you?
So people.
Me,
oh,
exactly.
I was about to say us three.
Extremely
then...
forgettable, nothing oh, remarkable, no! will never achieve anything of significance in their life. Exactly. That is the
no.
kind of person we're talking
no.
about. Now,
no,
moving
Dhanvi,
on.
It's okay. You're very unique. You're extremely
more adoption
unique.
Studies indicate
she's
that
just ignoring
by
us.
Full that by adulthood, adoptive siblings are no more similar in IQ than complete strangers, where the IQ correlation would be near zero. While full siblings show an IQ correlation of 0.6, which is very high. Twin
is
studies.
Does it increase like with like depending on the relationship? So as in like if it's twins.
Yeah, that's
is it
what
different?
I'm coming to.
Okay, okay.
So identical twins or monozygotic twins have a correlation of 0.75.
Oh wow.
Which is fucking insane. And fraternal twins have a correlation of about 0.6, so similar to full siblings.
It's the same, yeah. Like fraternal yeah, yeah. twins are basically siblings, but born
so
that at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah. So that's the correlation between their IQ as well is 0.6, exactly the same as full siblings.
So my brother can blame me for like fucking up in his exams. That is not good. That is not good.
Your brother can blame your ancestors for him fucking up on his exams.
Yeah.
Great grandmother. Screw you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Gammy, fuck you. You fuck my
Oh my god. Next thing you know, we're haunted. In next episode of Most Haunted Times. Oh, spoiler.
Tanvi's grandma. No, Tanvi's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother joins us as a feature.
So recent adoption studies also found that supportive parents can have a positive effect on the mental development of their child. So while having a stable and healthy household is good for your mental health, obviously we know that. That's just, you know, that
the bare minimum
instinctively feels correct. It also has a positive effect on your IQ and your intelligence overall. That being said, so long as you have had a relatively stable childhood, as in there wasn't much upheaval, you didn't grow up with a lot of economic strife, you didn't grow up with abusive parents, you will probably be okay. Like, that's what we're getting to, really. Another facet of human beings that's often cited as an example of a heritable trait is their personality. Again, turns out my ancestor had horrible fucking personality, that he was blamed this on them. It's their fault. Nobody's used behavioral genetic study designs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So using behavioral genetic study designs, personality is frequently cited as an example of a heritable trait. This has been studied in twins as well as adoptees. The most... Woo.
Don't die.
Woo. The most famous categorical organization of heritable personality traits were defined in the 1970s by two research teams led by Paul Costa and Robert R. McCrae and Warren Norman and Lewis Goldberg, in which...
I will remember none of these names.
You don't have... There'll be a quiz at the end. Along with intelligence, personality is another one of those traits that people cite as heritable, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's considered, yeah. Which was a surprise to me because I thought your personality, if nothing else in your life was a result of your nurture, I assumed that personality definitely was. Turns out I was wrong about this, as I am about everything.
Oh, yes.
The most... Yeah, okay, so a lot of research was done into this in the 1970s because they had a lot of money and everybody was snorting cocaine. And they had nothing better to do with their time. They decided to say,
what a time to be alive.
We will conduct experiments on twins as well as adoptive siblings to see how similar their personalities were.
Right.
That's the gist of it, right? Now, they had... people rate their personality on more than 1,000 dimensions.
Jeez.
So if you've taken the MBTI quiz, they have like, about 100 questions in that quiz. I think 100, 180, something like that. This questionnaire had 1,000 questions.
Bro.
Take forever to fill out. For some people, for me, it would be very, fuck it, just get this shit done with.
Yeah. I take forever.
So... And that is actually how they came up with the big five factors of personality, which is openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism.
Wow.
So, Sunidhi actually made Handa and I take the big five test not too long ago. I think this is similar to that, but please do not take my word for it. The close genetic relationship between positive personality traits and, for example, our happiness traits are the mirror image of comorbidity in psychopathology. These personality factors
Those were some words. Those were some words.
These personality factors were consistent across cultures, and many studies have tested the heritability of these traits. Basically, there are various traits such as how open you are, how extroverted you are, and so on and so forth that have a very strong genetic linkage. And this was seen across various cultures. It wasn't just in the West. Identical twins reared apart are far more similar in personality than randomly selected pairs of people. So basically, if anybody's seen any Bollywood movie made in the 70s, there was always a pair of twins that was like separated at birth. So their personalities are supposed to be scientifically a lot more similar than any two random schmoes you meet on the street.
But then these tropes, it'll be like very polar opposites.
Yeah, but that is wrong, as is most of all those movies. Likewise, identical twins are far more similar than fraternal twins.
Okay, yeah.
So again, Liv and Maddie lied to you, as did the parent trap. Also, biological siblings are a lot more similar in personality than adoptive siblings. Now, here's the thing. Again, I think I might have mentioned this earlier in the episode. My sister and I, polar opposites. We might be adopted, though. Who knows? That's the only likely explanation for our wildly
siblings tell their younger siblings that they were picked up from garbage bags stuff. But this is the first,
Oddly enough, though, my brother acts more like the older sibling than I do. Like, he's like, I'm the adopted one, which, like...
It's not odd. It's very, very visible. Like, we can...
It's understandable, Nobody's surprised by that.
No one's surprised. It's not,
Okay. Memo received.
So, you guys want to talk about your experiences with this? Now that I've given the research, you guys want to talk about your views on everything and how you agree or disagree with it?
Okay, I am still kind of, like, unconvinced. Like, I mean, I get that nature would play a role, but I don't think it's, like, just nature still. Of course, it's both, but I'm still leaning towards nurture. I have no idea why I'm not like other people. Sorry.
A lot of people a lot of people do think, okay, I'm just gonna bring in like a bit of law into this. It's just what I've like studied. That there's this like two takes that people have, especially like how judges do their jobs and how the justice system tends to work, right? There's these two roles, individualistic and collectivist, right? I don't know if I'm using the right words, individualist or collectivist, something like that. And one is very like, oh, the community nerd, like you were raised in such an environment, that's collectivist, right? You were raised in such an environment, stuff around you was like this, and this is why you like this. And individualist is like, you were born like this, you made these decisions, doesn't matter what you went through, why did you make those decisions? So, and that's how the judgment would be made. So that's why I feel like a lot of people, and a lot of times the justice system tends to be individualist. They tend to be like, you should be punished for this long, regardless of what you've been through, regardless of what your life has done to you, all that. And that's why I think it's a very common thing for people to be like, oh, I do think it could be nurture more. But again, it's a case by case thing. Sometimes nurture's a little more, sometimes nature's a little more. I tend to choose nature because it just makes more sense to me, because I know there are people who've been through the exact same things as me, right? Okay, not the exact same things, but like similar experiences, like stuff I can relate to them on, right? Like I can give an example. I'm not going to disclose any name, but like me and a friend of mine, like we're both very close, and our whole friendship is based upon the fact that like our close friends during school had left at the same time, and so we bonded over that. And I can hear the hammering. Yeah, it's a very like connected like friendship based on that. But we're two very different people. We're like polar opposites, but we connect on certain areas. Because I don't think two people can be friends or like, you know, care about one another for a long time without having things in common. Yeah, exactly. I feel like you like play off one another like that. Like my brother and I, we were very different when we were younger, but as we got older, we just like real, like our age gap isn't a lot, so that does help us a little bit, because he's just like, he's in high school, I'm in college, just starting college, so it's not too far apart. But at the same time, like over time, we started like agreeing on stuff like music and like preferences and like, you know, stuff like that. So I think it really just depends on how your relationship is with someone. And so, like, if you... Yeah, that's all I have to say, really. It's just, like, it really depends on person to person. That's all I can say. So,
okay.
Yeah,
but I was looking forward to this elaborate story with you and your friend. And then it's just, like, that's all I have to
say. I mean, yeah, nothing more. That's it. Like,
I shall not elaborate.
Speculate. Hey guys, Sunidhi here from editing yet again. I realized while listening to this part that I'm stupid, because I just told an elaborate story without getting to the point where I explain why I'm telling the story. So basically what I was trying to explain was that two people can be can go through the same experience and come out very differently. And two people who are quite different can go through the same experience and actually come out quite similar. So, an example for the first case being my friend and I, and an example for the second case being my brother and I. So, hope that clears things up. I'm stupid, my apologies, my brain doesn't function, and yeah, on with the listening, toodles.
So, Handa, do you want to take the affirmative here?
No.
No. Don't tell me what to do.
You're like, I have nothing to say.
I have nothing to say. You have rendered me speechless. Handa's no, you like, haven't.
Handa's like, I haven't had an original thought since 2003 and I will fucking keep it that
That's
way.
Her ancestor's fault.
It's my ancestor's fault. Why are you blaming me for it? Go on.
You know, I can already tell there are going to be teenagers listening to this and just literally blaming their parents and ancestors. Kid, no, if you're being a shithead, you're being a shithead, all right? Just, this is,
yeah, you still, clear. Okay. Yeah, fuck off. Still take accountability for your fucking actions.
Yeah, exactly.
You have control over what you do. The first thought that comes to your mind isn't your fault. The second thought that comes to your mind is absolutely your fault. Like, yeah. Let's be honest. You know, when Don't something happens to you, your first thought is involuntary, that's fine. Your second thought is how you react to the first thought. If that's problematic, then you need to rethink your situation and your beliefs. Anyways, the reason why I disagree with like the nature versus nurture thing being skewed in nature's favor is because of a hot button issue called, you guessed it folks, eugenics. Everybody start clapping. So for those of us who don't know about this, eugenics is basically this belief that we can build a better race by having better human race by having certain people mate with certain people. It's basically a belief that, okay, so for those of us who grew up in India, which spoiler alert, if the accents weren't obvious enough, I grew up in India.
If the names and the accents weren't obvious.
The caste system is actually based upon this concept of like certain people who come from certain families are inherently better than others.
Yeah.
Right? That's also what systems of governance such as oligarchies and monarchies were based on. It's basically certain people have purer blood, so they should be allowed to rule over others.
Yeah.
That's the basic concept. I inherently
disagree with
it. It's the
same thing as like royalty should like marry royalty only. So,
exactly.
It's the same thing.
That's also what a lot of cultures have used historically to justify incest. By saying that helps keep the bloodline pure. Again, anybody who's seen Game of Thrones, even if you are a history buff. Yeah. So that's why I highly, highly disagree with the whole nature being more important than nurture bit. Because again, there have been various studies conducted about how people who are given certain amenities and certain facilities end up doing better on like IQ tests and stuff, and why that's an argument that's been made about why IQ tests are kind of a sham.
Yeah,
because I mean, just a like, lot of it depends. Exactly, and of course there are
the
people who are
club is shaking,
and of course there are certain people who are more predisposed to being better at certain kinds of puzzles and subjects like mathematics. There definitely is a genetic component to it. But saying that your genetics are the only thing that matter, I believe, is a complete sham, because if you're given better amenities and facilities and if you're given better information, you will learn more.
Exactly. And genetics plays a certain role. It's not the only thing, though.
Yeah.
The only contributor.
Oh, yeah. No, understandable. But then if you start going off of, you know, like, only nature, not again, we believe it's both, but if we only focus on nature, it's stuff like, if someone, say, committed a crime, will you, like, just lock up their children? Because,
it takes
like,
away a lot of
the father was a criminal, the mother was a criminal, they might be criminals too,
That's the, and that's what happens in concentration camps.
Exactly.
That's the argument.
It's exactly how like systematic anything happens. They just paint this one thing, this one characteristic as bad or like criminal.
That
and they
was
just keep them.
Quite literally the whole concept behind slavery was that
exactly, yeah.
people of African descent were naturally, and I am not saying this, these aren't my beliefs, please let's make that clear.
Yeah.
Not my beliefs, just the concept behind slavery. We do not support slavery in this household. Now, moving on. Just I felt the need to add that disclaimer, even though it should be decently obvious.
Really, a lot of
still,
things, anything and everything comes back to nature versus nurture. Like, I just started thinking about like interracial marriages and relationships. People are against it because of this. People are like, this is
so
your nature.
Many.
Exactly.
Sociological problems in our time. It's this nonsense.
Exactly. Sexuality as well comes back to nature versus nurture. People are like, oh, you had a bad relationship. Like, I saw this like TikTok trend for a bit. I know it's a joke. I know it's not like at least I don't think it's an authentic thing. But there's like this trend where people were like, oh, you're gay right now because you had a bad relationship with your father. And it's just like a joke that a lot of like gay people are doing.
What?
Yeah.
That's so absurd. No.
I know. But it's like that, a lot of people making that trend. And actually, I know people who actually believe in that. Like, oh, you're bisexual, you're gay, or you're pan because like you have a terrible relationship with your parents. I don't think that's true. Like, I definitely don't think that's true. But again, people just forget.
Going back
everything
to
comes
this,
back
they
to
might
nature.
Be like believers of Freud's theories, because
yes.
had this thing, I don't know if y'all remember, where he said every boy after some point has feelings
wants to
for
fuck
his mother.
Mom. Yeah,
like,
the Oedipus complex.
I was trying to say it nicely.
No, it's called the Oedipus complex, and it's basically that.
I know. Yeah.
Every
I
guy wants to kill his dad and burn his mom. And then
like,
there's one that's applied to girls as well. We call them daddy issues. Because why give it
you
a smart sounding name?
You just
Tanvi
explained me. That, ladies and gentlemen, was the Tanvi explain.
I know way too many girls who like post on like on their stories and statuses or whatever that like they lie about their age to like older guys and stuff like that because they like older guys. Don't. Oh my god, that just is messed
Please
up.
Don't.
Please don't do that.
Guys,
so
there's
guys
a reason why statutory rape exists and is a thing that people are punished for. I know at 14 we all think we're very mature.
Yeah.
Please,
never
beg you, don't date an adult. And if you're an adult, stay away from 14-year-olds.
So
god damn it.
Great.
If you are an adult, stay away from 14-year-olds.
Exactly.
Fucking
never
disgusting.
In my life have I understood why some guys are like, oh, she needs to be like a few years younger than me. Like, bro, what? No. No, she shouldn't have to be younger
Maturity
than you.
Maturity levels, bro.
Exactly. The most
also,
I'll be like, a year
they,
younger is the most.
It's like they have introspected and realized that their maturity level is several years below what their actual age is and went, oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Also, by the way, I have had like quite a few friends, like, okay, not quite a few. I've had like 3 friends who dated somebody who wasn't in our like academic year, who was either a year older or a year younger, and all of them were relentlessly shat on for it, which I think should be the case.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Tanvi.
See, the
just
thing
for
is, right?
reference, she doesn't have a lot of friends. Yeah.
Fuck off. Okay, no, seriously, what I was
we
talking about
her.
Was
I'm sorry, continue.
What I was talking about was that when you are a teenager, like, again, for a 14-year-old to date a 17-year-old is fucking creepy. A 27-year-old to date a 30-year-old is perfectly
Isn't.
Fine. Nobody
yeah.
will bat an eye. Because at that point, 3 years aren't going to make a huge difference in your mental development. But as a teenager, 3 years is a fucking lifetime, okay?
Yeah.
The difference
yeah.
between the maturity level of a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old is so massive that a 16-year-old going out with a 13-year-old
yeah.
is an abuse of power because you will be a lot more self-possessed than the 13-year-old is. It's
like
just not
friends,
okay.
One of my friends, like he explained this in a great way to me, right? Let's say people reach maturity at age 20, assuming, let's just say they reach peak maturity at 20, and from that point onwards it doesn't fluctuate whatsoever, right? And there's a 17-year-old guy, he's going to reach that level of maturity within 3 years, and there's a 14-year-old girl who's going to reach that level of maturity much later on. All right, it's going to take more years than that.
Wait,
After
Sunidhi,
that
did you
point.
just forget how to do maths? Could you not come up with six? Sorry, continue.
So after that point,
like,
after the
much
age of
longer.
20, right? I'm going to mute both of you. After that point of 20, right? It's fine because you've reached that level of maturity. But before that, right, you both haven't reached that level of maturity and there's no reason for you to like each other without... Okay, like, I never have understood that. Like, you haven't reached that point. Be friends with someone who's, like, maybe a few years older than you, sure. But even then, I'm a little uncertain about it. Even then, I'm like, why? Why would you want to... Like, I don't understand why older people are into younger people. It's odd to me, like several years younger. I'm not saying like a year up older and younger, I think is like you're still within somewhat of a decent range. I don't think it's too bad. But like the moment you're crossing like 2 years, 3 years, that's when it gets a little tricky because you are in completely different areas. They grew up with something different and you grew up with something
Here's
different.
where I disagree. About the friends thing. Absolutely, you should not date somebody who is more than a year older or younger than you are when you are a teenager. I am a very strong believer in that. Unless you like failed a couple of grades or
Guys,
are younger.
okay. I think let's move on and
Oh, right,
stop
yeah, we are
dictating
deviating, I
everyone's
just
life
realized.
choices. Yeah, let's move
But
on.
no, just
Let's
let
go
me
to the
finish my
next
point.
thing.
Let me finish my point, just a second. But I think having friends who are a little older than you or a little younger than you as a teenager, so long as that is completely platonic. And when I mean completely, I mean completely platonic. It should be okay, in my opinion. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I
Yeah.
said. All right. I have another thing that's like not like in favor of nature. It's actually against nature. Why I think the whole nature argument can easily be just bullshit. So I'm a forensic science major. I'm studying forensic science in my school, and we have forensic anthropology as one of our subjects. I mean, not one of our subjects. We like studied into it, and we studied about this dude named Cesare Lombroso. He's an Italian criminologist, and he's had a bunch of great contributions to the whole field of science in general, anthropology and forensics especially. And he had this study, and I thought it was so fascinating that this made perfect sense at the time. His study stated that, I think I talked to Tanvi about this, I'm not sure, but his study stated that...
I was left out again.
You were
dun,
busy,
dun,
shut up.
There's a reason. There's a reason you were left out, Handa. Take the hint.
Oh my god.
I believe.
Oh my god. But the study stated that basically how during like prehistoric times when humans were like much more, you know, in their early development ages, right? Like Homo sapiens, Neanderthals, all of them, they had a specific body structure and facial features. And this is what Cesar said. This is not what I think. But he had said that individuals currently who are criminals, who are similar to those like Neanderthals and those Homo sapiens who were very barbaric at the time, more closer to like our animalistic side, they have like similar facial features, those criminals and those like Homo sapiens. I mean, not Homo sapiens, like older ones.
See, but that's such bull because I have like a they look very average, like most of the criminals we've seen look
exactly
extremely
that's what I'm
average,
saying. It's
so.
complete bullshit, the whole nature argument, because like especially this was the main belief that it went on for so long. Like it's still there in textbooks. This guy's still being referred to. I think it's fascinating because he compared like someone like a whole species, like a version of current humans that were very much more feral and more in a state of like survival, just pure survival. Right, no individualism was like it wasn't important at the time. We had to survive, and he said that okay, so they're more animalistic, they're more feral. Anyone who looks like them is a criminal. And the thing about his study, though, was that it pinned a lot of this on people who were black. It really fucked them over, especially during the time that his study had come out. And it mainly pinned at men as well. And of course, like, I'm just gonna say this, numbers wise, statistically, more men have committed more crime than women. Not saying women don't, of course not. But that's what the study did. It pinned specifically men and specifically black men. And that was so damaging. And it currently is as well. Like, it's not that it's changed, as we know, but that's the reason why nature is such bullshit as well. The whole argument of nature is that it depends on what route you're taking. If you're talking about personality and mentality, sure, there's more support to it, there's more like value to it. But if you're talking about like your ancestors, if you're talking about like who you are now, like how you are externally, not like you as a person, your mentality, then I think that's a bit of a problem, because it's such bullshit. It can fuck someone over so easily if you just try and find a similarity. So, yeah, my teachers are gonna be proud of me.
I know, very impressed. Nice.
Nice. Toit.
No, but now that we all know that Sunidhi is like majoring in forensic sciences, let's go get on to some interesting part. Or do you have any like true crime cases you'd like to talk about in this reference?
Literally, you can pick up like any serial killer, really. Like, like everyone talks about like how like Ted Bundy was like raised very well and he was a charismatic guy and shit.
Yeah, Ted Bundy was like, yeah, very mainstream. Let's go with that.
He's
okay.
Literally just a everyone piece of shit him. And people just romanticized him, and that's what people wanted. I mean, that's what like the police at the time wanted
it's
to do.
So odd.
Can I just say, anytime you hear about, I'm verifying this. This is something I learned a while back, and I'm just gonna let people know. If you ever see or hear or like are studying about like serial killers, and you know you hear like he was very charismatic, he was very charming, bull fucking shit. No, they weren't. They were normal people. They were hella weird. No one. Ted Bundy was hella creepy.
Ding,
his professor literally was like, Ted's a weirdo. And like whenever police officers came around asking for like if there were any potential suspects, his psychology English professor went and said like, oh yeah, Ted, he's odd. Like, he wasn't charming. The reason why now, currently, these serial killers are seen as charming and all that, especially people like Jeffrey Dahmer, is because police did such a shit job at pinpointing it on them that they're just like, oh, they were charismatic, they were, like, so charming, they, like, wooed us and shit.
No
just
one ever
so it takes accountability.
It could be them.
Yeah,
exactly. A lot of these serial killers have almost, like, this myth around them that they were these super geniuses who were obsessive and very careful, when in reality they were just average people who like
were
very
so
clumsy and because the authorities did such a shit job at trying to find them, they had to make up this whole story about how much of a genius every serial killer is just to cover their own asses. Like, that's what happened there, which is so sad.
And back, like, not even, like, a few years back, I think even, like, over a decade ago, it was pretty tough to trace down these people because, well, you had no internet, there were hardly any CCTV cameras, there was, like, very little evidence of even, like, a crime being committed a lot of times. So instead of, you know, just admitting that there is nothing we can go about, it's just like, oh yeah, they were charming, they were smart, they were so sexy, ooh, like that's what they went with.
Exactly.
So.
It's the same thing. I brought this up in like solitary confinement, stuff like that, right? I don't know. We were talking about that and I brought the case of like Damien Eccles, like the West Memphis 3.
Mm-hmm.
The police officers of repeat that whole thing because I don't know how
West
to talk.
West Memphis.
Where did she go? Okay.
So
we were like talking about solitary confinement and like death penalty and all that, you know, all that fun stuff. And I brought up the case of the West Memphis 3, right? And the West Memphis 3 police can go fuck themselves, especially at that time, right? They pinpointed it on Damien Eccles, Jesse Miskelly, and Jason Baldwin. These three teenagers, just teenagers, all right, who have no position to do any of the things that they were being accused of. Like, they were so far apart and detached from it, right? They barely even knew these kids. And the fact that police were like, oh, let's, like, pin it on them, and they painted Damien Eccles especially, the quote-unquote ringleader, according to them, as, like, this charming and, like, super devious and calculated mastermind. No, he was just a kid who's fucking rebellious and artistic. That's it. Literally just that. And it drove me insane that so many people will pinpoint. Like, even now, you have so many fucking like, Karens who look at, like, kids who are wearing, like, goth clothing And they're just like, oh, they're Satanists. They're like into culture. Like, no. You can't judge so many things on the
basis
of that.
Live and let live. Exactly. Like, that's
the whole problem with nature. That's the whole problem with nature. They're like connected to similarities. They like compare and they connect. It's like, oh, you look like that killer from that while back. So did 25 other white men. I'm pretty sure like your senator, your like bloody neighbor looked like one of the killers. All right, relax.
Nature should rely more on mentality. In the Ted Bundy case, that we've talked about it, it's not like he was so heavily romanticized. Like, out of all the cases that I've read about and stuff, he was so heavily romanticized. Like, he was so charming, so people couldn't help but help him.
Dude, like, they literally got Troy Bolton to play him in a movie. Fucking
exactly.
Troy Bolton.
Like, Troy Bolton, oh my god.
And it was so romantic.
Oh my god, yeah, there was a movie. I just remembered The Wicked and stuff.
Wicked and vile and all those words.
They even got
Ross Lynch to do for my friend Dahmer, I think. Ross Lynch, all right? Ross Lynch. who was Austin Moon in Austin and Ally, just by the way.
Okay, sorry. Zac Efron movie where he played Ted Bundy. It was extremely wicked and shockingly vile and evil.
Those words are the things that the judge used during his sentencing. That's why they used that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hmm. And like on the Ted Bundy case again, like if anyone has heard the, you know, tapes and stuff, like the questions and the journalists.
The Confessions on Netflix. Go listen.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's on Netflix. So it's not like he was extremely charming or anything. It's just that he was decently eloquent, which most people are. So I don't even see why it was so like, listen to his voice, listen to how he talks. Like, most people talk like that. You just think he can't talk because he's a serial killer, bruh. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. He was so premeditated that he literally, the only thing that you can give to him, quote-unquote give to him, is that he planned. That's all. And that's the thing that all killers have done. They've planned it all out in their fucking minds, and they went and did it. Ted Bundy, like, when he was caught, and, like, they were, like, asking him and, like, telling him, like, why the fuck did you do this? What was the reason behind it? And he, like, as his last attempt, he blamed it on pornography. And a bunch of people, the moment that happened, they were like telling kids and telling like friends, family, like, no porn, don't watch porn. Porn is bad. Porn is shit. It will make you a killer. And like, sure, he was into violent porn, yes. But that's the thing. That wasn't the main reason. Porn was never the actual reason. It might have like maybe like given him some sort of more ideas. I don't even know. I highly doubt. He blamed it like that. But
oh,
that's
aren't
the thing, it was a lost
stories
attempt.
Of like when he was a kid and made this like kind of trap with sharp wooden sticks or something and a kid fell in and got hurt and he was just like, eh, so his fault.
Is that, these people are empathetic. They're apathetic. They're apathetic, they don't care, they're manipulative.
I'm so confused. I was like, what?
It's like literally the exact opposite of what you were trying to say.
Yeah.
I was like, no, they're the exact opposite of that. But yeah. They're not, and it drives me insane that they're gonna, in situations like this, is where I don't give a shit about nurture. I don't. Like, okay, I don't care how you raised, I don't care what happened. It's about the crime at that point. You've murdered so many women, you've like harmed so many young boys, you've harmed this and that, and like you've done so many terrible things. None of which can be justified by just who you are as a person. Like, okay, why am I messing up what I'm saying? None of it can be justified on the basis of how you were raised. All right? Terrible, terrible crimes can't be justified.
Yeah.
If someone's caught, like, let's say, in a grocery store shooting, right? Because of gang violence. To some degree, you can justify that. To some degree, you can lower the sentencing, maybe. Right? That's when, like, nature comes in. Like, oh, you were raised in such an environment and you didn't know what else to do. That's when, like, okay, yeah. Nurture plays a role. But in cases like Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, like, they were raised in decent households. Like, Ted especially, he was raised in a decent household. It wasn't bad, all right? But He had a decent life. He had a decent life, exactly. He was just a weird fucking kid and just messed up in the head. And the fact that people romanticized him just really annoyed me so much. And there's like serial killer memorabilia out there. Like people are like, oh, here's like John Wayne Gacy's like clown out, like stuff, like shit like that. It just annoys me so much. I'm
also,
like,
I swear the names to God, that they give them, especially one of the people who are making TikToks right now that go, oh my God, serial killers and this arsonist. And
yes,
all
exactly.
That so
like,
is that a trend? The Hernandez and then they brothers, have like Britney Spears song going in the background, like, Mama, I'm in love with a criminal. Like, why?
Stop sexualizing psychopaths. No. They would not have been in love with you. They would kill you. And then maybe do unspeakable things to your dead body. Let's not get into that.
Literally, people literally go like, oh, I'd be like Ted's victim. Oh my God. And they just like casually laugh it off. Like, no,
oh my
honey.
God, ew,
stop.
No.
Stop. You don't want that. People. Like,
it's not edgy to want to fuck the psychopath. It's not edgy. It's just weird.
And you're not going to be alive when they're doing it. You will be dead in like mountains
like,
somewhere when they are. Oh, God.
I know people who are like, oh, man. Like, I would have such a great time in Charles Manson's van. They killed a pregnant woman. What is up with you? Why would you want to hang out with someone like that? Like, okay. So, for example, Charles Manson's case, right? The Manson's family cult, right? That's a whole shit show, right? Cults and shit. But the Charles Manson one, right? Insane. Now, in that situation, nurture plays a big role. In my opinion, nurture plays a big role. He was a fucked up dude, yes. He did terrible things and he was part of a terrible...
I don't know who that is, though, so, you know.
Charles Manson, you know the guy with the swastika on his forehead? He, like, carved a swastika into his forehead.
I have no idea. I need to check this out.
Have you watched
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No.
No, bro, haven't.
Okay. Basically, he killed this actress called Sharon Tate. He ran a cult, one of the most famous cults ever.
Oh, my God.
Called. They would break into celebrities' houses and, like, rob them. And one time, he killed this very well-known actor called Sharon Tate. She was pregnant at the time. It was a whole thing. And then all of them killed themselves.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's what ended up happening.
The reason why people started romanticizing him was because he, like, literally just a van full of, like, stoners, basically. People are like, oh, we get high all the time. Like, no, you'd be fucked. You'd be dead. They did so many drugs, so many terrible, terrible, like, things. They ingested so many things that... Sure, they might have had a good time, but still. I mean, yeah, but I'm deviating. Coming back to, like, nature-nurture situation. In that case, nurture plays a big role. Because if I'm remembering correctly, his mother abandoned him. Literally sold him. His mother sold him for, like, a pack of beer when he was a baby. Then he was passed around person to person.
I'm
like,
sorry, a pack
of beer?
I have
heard this.
Yeah, I think it was a pack of beer. I'm not entirely certain.
I have heard
certain.
This.
A pack of beer doesn't really exist. There's nothing like a pack of beer.
Okay, Tanvi, six beers. Six beers.
Okay.
She
a
six
pack.
Six beers.
A six pack. Got it. Oh. Continue.
Wow. No, I think I've heard this. Now that you mentioned the beer thing, I was like, yeah, this seems like, I think I've heard of this. Oh,
yeah.
God.
And then at a very young age, he was like taught on how to steal and stuff. And then he was sent to jail. And he spent his entire, like, childhood and teenagehood and everything in jail. He just knew what life was within those walls. Once he got out, he was falsely accused, I think. Or, like, at least it wasn't as bad. His crime wasn't as bad for his sentencing. I'm not entirely certain. I might do, like, a proper case study of it later on. But he, like, was in those, behind those walls for so long. And then suddenly, in his, like, 20s, they were like, oh, yeah, no, it's fine. You can leave now. Like, literally, at that point, he didn't want to leave. At that point, he was like, no, I don't want to leave. Because that's all he knew. He was living a decent life within prison walls. He literally played his own music. Fuck, like, he probably had a chance with the Beach Boys. Not gonna lie. Like, there was a whole situation where he could have been with the Beach Boys. Could have been, like, he even made some music. He just played... with his guitar, within the prison walls, lived his life because that's all he knew. And then the system fucked him over, right? Dragged his ass ass outside. He didn't want to leave prison, but they brought him outside into the world where no one to take care of him, no custody over him. Like, he was a grown person, right? Like, no one to take care of him. He had no idea how stuff outside worked. Everything that he knew was within those walls. Once he was outside, like, a shit show after shit show. And then he got into drugs, and drugs, you know, they fuck with your head. And it just was a downhill spiral. Then his mind got fucked over because of the hard drugs that he was taking. And all the partying and all, like, the booze and everything. And then he went down the whole cult route. And then he got a whole following, and it was just a mess. And the woman he married, she literally wrote him letters to him while he was in prison. Completely, like, a situation of, just romanticization. And I know there are people who think that that's okay. Like, the Hernandez brothers, like, there was a recent trend I saw on TikTok where they're just like, oh my god, they're so, like, or, like, Menendez, I don't even fucking remember, but, like, these two brothers, and they were like, oh my god, these are, like, the most attractive, like, sibling killers. Shut the fuck up. Like, alright, they killed people.
What makes you find a category for siblings?
Also, yes. First of all,
killers, yes, attractive.
How fucking specific is that? How specific a category that? It's, like, the world's,
I swear, like
smartest...
how do you get to that?
It's the world's smartest three-legged horse, you guys. Who cares? If you're getting that specific, just the logistics of this makes no sense.
I don't know, alright? I looked, like, I don't remember what it said. It was just something like, oh, most attractive, like, killers, most attractive, like, serial killers, or, like, I don't know what they said. It was just, like, those two together thing.
It's the world's most attractive siblings who are serial killers. How fuck, like...
You go into attractiveness.
It's nothing new.
Do you even want that title? It's so pointless.
Hey, Wattpad isn't, like, that bad yet. It's pretty bad, don't get me wrong. Yeah. It's just, I don't think it's reached that level yet.
I'm willing to bet my bottom dollar that Wattpad definitely has some serial killer smart on there. Pakka.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
It'd be like,
bro, it has normal people, like, turned into... I'm sure there must be some One Direction fan going, like, yeah, One Direction, there's a mafia. Haha.
Yeah.
Is
it, like...
They, like, fantasize
about mafia. Ryan, I have sold you to One Direction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure that was a thing.
Category of fan fiction there. And
no,
I'm
that's
you're not saying that they would buy a human being? That is what you want?
That's more poverty.
Like, yeah, your mom's a dick for selling you, but One Direction's a dick for buying you. What?
Like, what would you need to buy some of?
Just say, like,
just
Niall
hire someone to do your cleaning.
Niall, like, it's just like, it's just Harry there, just like, all right, love, come along.
Dude, no. Seriously, what? No, like, why would you need to buy, and according to these, you know, books, a very petite, good-looking teenage child
who is apparently very average and everyone hates. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time.
No, or, like, just amazing, like, literally made from
God's
hand.
No, it's those ones.
Or something.
It's those ones where it's, like, they're just, like, perfect. Right? But they're, like, so shy.
But everyone hates them.
And no one knows them. And someone bullies them all the time.
Yeah.
But every single boy in their school is still in love with them. That makes no sense.
Like, the guy best friend is in love with them. The guy that they're crushing on within the school is obsessed with them. And then the mafia
must be nice to be Vian.
The most popular guy in school has a crush on them.
Like secretly
has a crush
on them.
Everybody hates them, but they are so average. But they are played by Barbara Palvin and everybody's in love with them. And I'm just like, you choose one.
Honestly,
man. You choose one category and fucking stick to it.
I feel like all of us have this perfect image of, like, Vian in our head, and it's always that you read anything and there's a Vian, you think of that person.
Yeah,
you never actually say your name, you call them Vian. You go like, yes, Vian. Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Vian,
that's like a natural
name
now.
Maybe, like, someone names their child, yeah, like O-U-Y-E-E-N something. I don't know, I can see it happening in the future. Yn.
Please no.
And the thing is, the problem is, I still don't know who Barbara Palvin is or what she looks like.
I just know that she's
a supermodel, and she has been cast in every single YA novel Wattpad history.
Which like talking about it. I just remembered. I read this story one time, right? I was into weird shit when I was younger, alright? I remember I read the story one time. It was like Barbara.
You're
Palvin.
Into weird shit now. What do you mean?
I don't read Wattpad. I don't read Wattpad now.
Weird shit now.
I don't read Wattpad now. I used to read Wattpad though. But like, I remember I read the story one time where it was like Barbara Palvin, she gets like her character gets...
You could read, I'm sorry.
Gets kidnapped and thrown into like a van or something and taken away. Uh-huh. And she's like supposed to be like this ditzy and cuddly like person. Like her captor falls in love with her and she falls in love with the captor. So Stockholm Syndrome. Yeah.
Stockholm Syndrome again. Heart.
Yeah. Even Money Heist, there was like Stockholm Syndrome.
I don't know why that's such
so
a
weird.
Common trope. Like, why? Yeah. Why is Stockholm Syndrome so like romanticized? Everything is romanticized. Why are people? Yeah,
how did we get
nonstop?
From nature versus nurture to Stockholm Syndrome?
Everything comes back to nature versus nurture. Did. Everything. Everything. Literally, from like
everything
the way you're named to the way you talk, comes back to nature versus nurture. Like
Tanvi, your mother probably sold you to One Direction because it's happened in the past. Your ancestors probably did this as well.
Couldn't they have sold me to Arctic Monkeys at least? Why like teeny bop
music? No, see,
why?
To add to the trope, of course you don't like their music. You like some other music that's like nothing like theirs. And then you hear their music one day and you're so touched you start crying. And that's when the entire... love.
Wait,
Hexagon
Anna, I have
starts.
A question.
I
have
don't
you
know.
Actually read one of these like YN novels?
Bro, I have read so many YN novels just to shit on them. Don't ask me. It's one of my hobbies.
Oh my god.
I
had this
never
thing
did.
In 10th grade. Whenever I was stressed and sad, I used to open Wattpad, look for the most disgusting YN books I could find and read it and laugh my ass off
for
like hours.
If anybody ever hacks Handa, she's trying to make up excuses of like why her 10th grade search history is just full of shitty Wattpad fanfic. She's like, I read them ironically, guys. Believe me, it was all ironic. It wasn't genuine. I don't
okay,
like
no,
this.
See,
I didn't have a crush
I have
on Handa.
Never... I did not. I am genuinely, everyone around me had such a huge thing for Harry Styles. I was like, dude, please stop. I don't even want to look at this guy anymore because everywhere I look, I just see like someone screaming, Harry Styles. I'm like, not again, you.
He's not that attractive, you guys.
I'm ignoring you now.
I really like Sign of the Times. No. I really like that song. But
I like his music.
And
Kiwi
is a bomb.
He is attractive.
Kiwi
is
a fucking bomb.
I am not going to read fan fiction about him.
Yeah.
And my mother's soul.
Also, I've never read fan fiction, actually.
Quite frankly, also, he's not my type. Let's just leave it at that.
Is anyone
and
your type?
Also, no one's your type.
You have
no
type.
You are no one's type.
I am nobody's type and no one's mine. I shall die alone and be happy.
Which
about
makes
it.
You perfect for these YN books.
Actually.
This is a quote exactly.
Oh God,
like,
Anna, fuck
you
off.
Get everything and nothing at the same
YN
time.
Would say this.
I get everything and nothing at the same time. Yeah, that's very on brand. But no, I don't. No, I'm good. Thank you. I would
everyone
rather die
honestly,
alone
please
with,
make
like,
fan fiction set Tanvi centric. Please, thank
you.
If
you ever want to, like, really disturb yourself,
so
go ahead and read some Shrek fanfiction on Tumblr.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah. I was about to bring this up.
It's disgusting, but it's hilarious.
10 out of 10, I strongly recommend. Go to Tumblr, make an account. I need an account just to read Shrek fanfic. Handa read it out to Sunidhi and I.
Exactly.
It was.
We were just... I don't even remember what time it was. I think it was like 2 a.m. quarantine.
4:30 a.m.
Probably
4.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
right? And Handa's just like... Anika's just like, let me just read Shrek fan fiction. I'm like, you know, and you know what? This is the worst part. That's not the first time I'm hearing that. That wasn't the first time, all right? That was the second time I put in that situation. And I'm like, sure, let's do it. Oh my God. I hate my friends.
Dude, it's so disturbing. For the next, like, 10 days, if you see anything green, you are going to flinch and run away. So
do you have Shrek-saphone playing in the background?
Shrek-saphone.
Have you not? Oh my gosh, Shrek-saphone's amazing. Oh my god. Yeah.
I actually heard like a remix of like Get Out of My Swamp.
Oh yes, I think you sent it. Like, I think it was on Insta and you sent it. I don't know.
I think so, yeah. It was great.
It's beautiful. I think it was during the time when you were spamming with TikToks.
Oh, R.I.P. TikTok,
anyways,
by the way.
Anyways, we've come from nature. We've come a far way. To Shrek fan
we've
fiction.
We've come a very long way from where we started. But yes, please do give us your opinions on nature versus nurture, the whole thing. Our social media.
Also, let's just say it was very on brand that this was an episode that I was supposed to be leading, and we ended up so off topic that
nothing new.
Guys, when in doubt, blame Tanvi. Just blame
of course,
Tanvi.
Always.
That's all you need to do.
Let's just have that as like our Insta bio. When in doubt, blame Tanvi, because that is where we are in life.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yes, yes. Everyone. Everyone at one point just, you know, leaves everything and yeah.
But yeah, definitely give us your opinions on what you think it is. If you think we just said complete horseshit, that's cool. It's fine. We probably did.
Yeah, we were mostly talking about Shrek fanfiction.
I don't know how we get here. I don't know how we do this. But
whatever criticisms you have of us, constructive or just straight up hate, you can reach us on Instagram at dudeiswaterwet, and you can reach us on our Gmail ID, which Anika will now tell you. Anika, tell them
I
our Gmail ID.
I think it's
please.
dudeiswaterwet@gmail.com.
Well, you'll see it but somewhere. Cool. We'll plug it in somehow.
Yeah,
we don't even
we
know what we're doing.
We're so professional, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Okay, shit. I just remembered. I had one question to ask. I'm so sorry.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. Just one follow-up question about nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
So in a similar vein, do you think water is wet?
So
see,
given its background...